At our family gatherings, it was evident that her life was more natural for our parents to understand than mine. But then again, there are plenty of things one does not talk about in family settings. Today, she happens to be standing by the window, cradling her infant son in her arms as we talk. "Look at that," she says, pointing out of the window. I walk over to stand next to her and look over her shoulder to follow her finger. She shakes her head slightly. In the streets, there is a young man in a black uniform, a parking attendant. He is standing on the opposite side of the road, almost hidden at the doorway to the building. Occasionally, he steps forward and looks around as if he's hiding from someone. I smile slightly. "What's going on?" I ask. "It's the worst thing," my sister says. She tells me that she has seen him every late morning recently. When he arrives, he starts by checking the time on every parking disc, and then he checks his watch. When he finds the car closest to the time when it will be due for a citation, he doesn't move on. Instead, he hides in the doorway to a building, and then he stands there waiting until the very minute when he can write a citation. At the moment, he steps forward like a bear, and in no time, there is a small white sheet of paper fluttering on the windshield. Then he hurries on, but wants to avoid the annoyance the driver might express at receiving a citation written just 1 minute after the parking permit elapsed. I can't imagine that it's very relaxing to be a parking attendant, only slightly better than the people who check train tickets. My nephew has woken up and is making little noises. My sister rocks him a bit more on her stomach while she keeps looking at the parking attendant. She and her husband have received several citations on the very minute the permit elapsed, and now that my sister is home on leave, she managed to decode the attendant's system.